You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Staying on, Jade, we are going to the States, are we?
Yeah, we are. So, due to the COVID-19 pandemic, holidays nationwide are being affected as separated friends and family prepare to potentially celebrate them alone and or over Zoom. This is especially prevalent in the U.S., where COVID-19 cases are reaching an all-time high. And with COVID fatigue, many Americans have been risking traveling anyways. I decided to speak to Charles Uke, a Washington, D.C. resident, about what Thanksgiving is looking like in these strange times. And here he is now.
My name is Charles Uke, and I live in the United States, more specifically in Washington, D.C.
All right. Thanksgiving is usually the busiest time of year for travel in America as people visit their relatives. And how has COVID-19 impacted your plans for travel to see family or potential celebration?
Yeah, it's had a pretty substantial impact. There are just a lot of people are actually just staying home. They decided to essentially skip Thanksgiving this year, which is really unfortunate in a lot of ways. I know a lot of people really struggled with that decision. I have a lot of family in New York, but my grandmother, who's up there as well, she's 99 years old, so she's considered very high risk. So she is spending it with just the immediate family that lives with her, and the rest of us are kind of zooming in to talk with her and to see her. So it's definitely a very different feeling this year. And, you know, it's a little bit sad, but at the same time, we understand the risks that are involved. And so it's a prudent choice.
Yeah, I know that the New York parade, amongst lots of Thanksgiving celebrations, have kind of had to adapt to the new situation with COVID and are doing like one block of where the floats are allowed to go on, and a lot of it is actually pre-recorded and people aren't supposed to go in person, or they have to social distance if they want to go see the floats. What do you think of this new way of celebrating? Has it put kind of a damper on your holiday moods?
It's definitely a bit of a damper. You know, in Thanksgiving's past, they were always very festive. You know, you could always count on the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade that you referenced. But even locally, like here in D.C., we always had activities that we could go to on Thanksgiving. A very common tradition for Thanksgiving is after you have this very big meal, you know, the family gets together and either plays outside or sometimes goes to a movie. And obviously we can't do that this year. So it's really difficult. And, you know, to be frank about it, you kind of get the sense that people are separated, you know, from their families. A lot of, you know, college students, for example, aren't coming home. People who normally make a long distance trip to see family, they're staying put. So it's definitely been kind of a downer this year.
Yeah, many people are actually still traveling for Thanksgiving despite warnings against doing so, while others are starting off their holidays alone or on Zoom, like you mentioned. Although COVID-19 has caused more than 88,000 hospitalizations just on Tuesday alone in the U.S., what extent do you think people should maintain social distancing while many are potentially experiencing problems with mental health?
Yeah, you know, wearing a mask, maintaining social distance, those are relatively simple things within our control that we can do. And you're right, there has been an increase in the number of cases. We're experiencing that second wave. And, you know, there are people who've made decisions to travel and see families. I think what I'm observing is what people refer to as kind of COVID fatigue. You know, people have, you know, been isolated and they've been kind of doing this for a while in terms of maintaining social distance. and they're kind of tired of it. They're, the level of risk they're willing to take has increased from maybe when they first started. So, of course, that could also contribute to growing cases. So, you know, I understand kind of the difficulty that people are having and how, especially around the holidays, they want to be with family. But and it's certainly, as you mentioned, the impact on mental health. But I still think it's important to be vigilant and to kind of see how this works itself out. There's frankly just too many people that are potentially at risk, especially during Thanksgiving when you're supposed to be with family. You know, often those family gatherings involve seniors or other people that might be at higher risk. So I think it's even more important to be a little more responsible.
Yeah, I know some neighborhoods in the States are trying to come up with creative solutions to continue the festivities despite social distancing, such as leaving dishes at each other's doors, but going back home to their respective homes and kind of Zooming while enjoying each other's food. Are there any like creative ways to socially distance but still enjoy activities with the community around you that you've seen or experienced in potentially DC or the Virginia area as people are trying to cope during the pandemic?
Yeah, I think people are doing kind of whatever they can and whatever they might be comfortable with. So as you mentioned, a lot of kind of Zoom family gatherings are happening today. You know, people are leaving kind of Thanksgiving baskets, if you will, for their friends and neighbors. I think during this time, for me personally, you know, there's kind of a limited number of people that I've kind of allowed myself to see. And that's been the same people that I've seen kind of throughout this this period. And so even though we might not be family, you know, we've decided to kind of celebrate together. So, you know, it's definitely different this year, but people are trying to find ways to celebrate, and I think we're making the best of it.
All right. Well, that is all the questions I have. Thank you so much for being here. But do you have any final thoughts on people that may be stressed about spending the holidays isolated, or any advice?
Yeah. Well, you know, there are people who are, you know, separated from their families geographically by great distances. I have a goddaughter who's overseas, and I miss her very much. You know, she can't come home for Thanksgiving. So I just ask that we think about each other when we make choices to go out and do things, and know that a lot of people are making great sacrifices to kind of hopefully put this thing to an end.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.